Welcome to Connection Point, the podcast series from PC Connection, focusing on strategies and trends in infrastructure, green IT, mobility, data management, and much more. I'm your host, James Hilliard. This episode is part of our look at your infrastructure. Specifically today, we are focusing on selecting the software and licensing agreements to keep your operations moving with Microsoft Enterprise Agreement. Adam Fast joins me. He's an enterprise licensing specialist with PC Connection. Thanks for being here, Adam.
Thanks for having me on, James.
Adam's got over 10 years of experience working with volume licensing programs and working with Microsoft licensing in particular. Adam, let's explain what this Microsoft EA program is.
Well, there's a common lament among customers that Microsoft licensing can be difficult to manage and complicated to procure, and that the larger your organization is, the more difficult it can become. The Microsoft Enterprise Agreement program is really designed to address some of those issues and make it much simpler to keep track of the Microsoft licenses that you have and to make it simpler to obtain the Microsoft licenses that you need. And in addition to that, it provides deeper discounts that are in line with the level of purchasing that larger organizations need, and provides a lot of other benefits as well.
All right, Adam, so good overview of what Enterprise Agreement is. It's got the word enterprise in its title there. So my question to you, are there any limits on, say, company size or who should be considering this type of program?
Well, there are. The phrase Enterprise Agreement actually refers to the nature of the program. It's designed for customers who know that they want to license one or more Microsoft products across most or all of their desktops. For example, Office Professional. The minimum that you need to purchase is $250. However, the pricing in the EA program is extremely competitive, and even if a customer has only 200 seats around that size, depending on the product mix that they need, they may actually find that an enterprise agreement solution still makes sense cost-wise. But basically, that's how it works. The customer would determine what product or products they know they want to license across all of their desktops. And they, you know, would count up those desktops, and then they would purchase that product or products times that number. And then, of course, they can add on any additional products that they want to and make those part of the agreement as well.
Adam, let's do this. What would you say are a few of the top advantages that other customers of PC Connection have gotten out of an EA program?
Well, again, as I said before, a lot of it is about simplicity. The Enterprise Agreement program makes it very, very easy to manage keeping track of your Microsoft licenses. Everything you purchase through your EA is displayed on a single website in terms of the licenses that you own. And it's very, very easy to procure new ones. In the Enterprise Agreement program, once you add a Microsoft product to your EA, you can then deploy that product as you need, on demand, and you only have to purchase it on an annual basis at each anniversary of when you began your enterprise agreement. So it makes it very, very simple to deploy Microsoft software. You simply deploy as you need to deploy, make a note of it, and then at your anniversary time, you make a single purchase, rather than having to constantly make a constant stream of purchases to keep up with your growth. And James, in addition, the program offers several other benefits. In addition to low price, especially if you are purchasing with Software Assurance, that is Microsoft's Upgrade Protection Program, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. The EA, for one thing, locks in your pricing. Once you've added a product to your enterprise agreement, you will pay that price for that product over the course of the enterprise agreement. So you have price protection in place. Another thing that the EA does for you is it eases deployment by giving you access to most of Microsoft's products in terms of the media that you need to deploy and the key codes that you need to deploy, so that you can deploy them as you need to, and you can worry about purchasing them afterwards. Another thing that the EA program does for customers is it allows them to test products before they actually put them into production. For example, if you wanted to decide whether or not to deploy SharePoint, you could run SharePoint on a server, and you could have some desktops logging into SharePoint and taking advantage of the website in your IT department for up to 2 months and get a feel for whether or not the product was for you. And then after that, make an informed decision about whether or not to actually purchase the product, you know, add it to your enterprise agreement, and deploy it to production.
A lot of the IT folks I talk to, they won't touch software or make a purchase unless they can test drive it first. So it does sound like a big advantage that a lot of IT folks that I know and probably that are listening would take advantage of. You mentioned the software assurance. Let's quickly explain what that is for customers.
The Enterprise Agreement Program offers the widest possible range of software assurance benefits. Now, the Software Assurance Program is Microsoft's upgrade protection or software maintenance program. And what that means is that you pay a little bit more, and in turn, when new versions of a product are released, you don't have to go rebuy those licenses. You've already made the purchase in advance at a reduced price, and you simply deploy the new versions as you need to as they are released. In addition to that, Microsoft has built a tremendous range of benefits into their software assurance program beyond mere upgrade protection. In conjunction with Office, for example, the EA SA benefits include home use rights. For your IT department, the software assurance benefits provide training vouchers that can basically be redeemed at any Microsoft certified training partner. There's enhanced tech support available to EA customers, both through the web and through the phone. Benefits like these are all included in the EA program through its software assurance.
Adam, let's do this. If there is someone that says, hey, the EA program sounds like something that would be good for my organization, let's give them a feel of what it would be like working with PC Connection to administer this enterprise agreement program.
With an EA administered through PC Connection, you'll gain access to specialists in Microsoft products, on Microsoft licensing, and in just the Microsoft EA program as a whole. The goal is to ensure that you get the most out of your enterprise agreement. And it's all coordinated through your PC Connection account manager that you already have that relationship with. For example, we recently worked with a customer who wanted to deploy a new solution through their enterprise agreement. And and I spoke with them and assisted them with the questions that they had about how to properly license the product. And then, in addition to that, they had some additional questions that were more technical, a little bit outside my scope of expertise. They were more product-related, but that's not a problem. We also have a product specialist that I was able to bring into the conversation, and he was able to clarify for them whether or not the product would meet their needs in terms of that functionality. And the result was that they were able to obtain the solution that they needed and get it up and running. And then after they had it up and running, they actually had one small issue that needed to be resolved around getting the proper key code to get it going. And they were able to come back to us, and we were able to put them in touch with the right people at Microsoft, get them the information that they needed, and the result was a successful deployment. So that's a good example of helping a customer who is starting out in the EA program. But we are committed to reaching out to each customer, not just at your anniversary date when it's time for you to true up your enterprise agreement, and not just when it's time for you to renew your enterprise agreement, but during the course of the year, to reach out to you and make sure that you are getting the maximum possible value out of your enterprise agreement, that you're taking advantage of, you're able to take advantage of all of the benefits that the program is offering, and to be able to take advantage of all of the benefits through your software assurance investment made through your enterprise agreement.
Hey, Adam, really do appreciate your time. I want to thank you for sharing with us. I want to thank the audience for tuning in. And for the audience, I want to give them a way to connect with us after this podcast. If you want to explore more about Microsoft EA and PC Connection Enterprise Licensing, you can do a few things. You can contact your current PC Connection account manager. You can also call this toll-free number. It's 800-800-0014 or visit online at biz.pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this edition of Connection Point.